This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. In the face of intense pressure from its allies, Germany apparently is still mulling over the delivery of high-tech Leopard 2 main battle tanks that Ukraine and its Western supporters believe could boost Kyiv's fight against Russian invaders. Meanwhile, Poland has officially requested permission from Germany to transfer its own German-made Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Defense Minister Mariusz Blaszczak has officially requested permission from Germany to transfer its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, where they can help fight Russia's invasion. Blaszczak also appealed to Germany to join the coalition of countries supporting Ukraine with Leopard 2 tanks, a reference to recent pressure on Berlin to send some of their own tanks. Germany has hesitated to take that step, despite Ukraine's pleas. Berlin has received Warsaw's request, Blaszczak said in a tweet, though German officials have not immediately confirmed that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several senior Ukrainian government officials lost their jobs Tuesday. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the latest on the scandals.
National Anti-Corruption Bureau is doing quite an active job. For instance, it was quite a big scandal that the deputy of the Minister of Infrastructure was caught with a bribe of $400,000. What we're also hearing, another second biggest scandal was an investigation by Ukrainian journalists about the supply of food to the front line. And we have resignation of the person from the ministry who was responsible for this. In addition, we have some resignations from the president's office, particularly one of the deputies of the head of the office.
This is VOA News. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell Tuesday warned that space could become a battlefield, caught up in the increasing geopolitical competition. Speaking at the 15th European Space Conference in Brussels Tuesday, Borrell expressed his concerns over the race to access and control space.
Space has become a key strategic domain. It's not affecting only all aspects of our life, but this is a key resources or a key battlefield for security and defense. That the geopolitical competition in which we see on the Earth is now increasingly projected up in space, and that we need to prepare for an increasingly still more competitive and contested space environment.
Borrell warned Europe should be prepared for potential Russian attacks on EU satellites and urged the bloc to use a coordinated approach to address its threats. A World War II-era map has sparked a treasure hunt in a small village in the Netherlands. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Prospectors have descended on Omeren, population 715. It's all over a hand-drawn map with a red letter X, purportedly showing the location of a buried stash of precious jewelry looted by the Nazis in 1944.
A bank building gets hit, and the vault gets hit as well, and all the possessions that were in the vault are on the streets.
Dutch National Archives researcher Annette Walken says German soldiers pocketed what they could.
Around April 45, when the Allies are moving in, it's getting a bit hot under their feet and they decide to bury the treasure just where they are.
Holes in the ground can be spotted by people looking for treasure. Nothing has been found yet. This local woman says if they hear something, they head toward it. But I don't think it's good that they just dug into the ground. I'm Ed Donahue.
Brazilian police plan to indict a Colombian fish trader as the mastermind behind the killings of indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and British journalist Dom Phillips in June of 2022. According to the investigation, Ruben Dario da Silva Vilar provided the ammunition used to kill the pair, made phone calls before and after the crime to the confessed killer, and paid the killer's lawyer. He denies any involvement. Pereira and Phillips were traveling in a remote area of the Amazon when they disappeared and their bodies were recovered after the confessions. Phillips was researching a book on how to save the world's largest rainforest. Police in India's Gujarat state say six people were killed during the January 16th kite festival there after their throats were sliced by glass-coated kite strings. Three children were among those killed after the glass-encrusted razor-sharp strings were used in the festival. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.